Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be with you today. President Trump, outside the courthouse today, said that Robert De Niro got MAGA'd. And yes, he did. The hecklers were great, man. My favorite part of the whole morning yesterday was Robert De Niro literally getting lambasted by Trump supporters. So we're going to go through some of Robert De Niro's comments. And the only reason I do it is to show you just how ridiculous he is, to show you how outrageous he is. Their own words, I use them to let them hang themselves. Okay, so that's one of the reasons. And then black support continues to grow for President Trump. I'm going to play some examples of this. I'm going to play the mainstream media calling out the Biden campaign for not making any inroads with black voters. And it's pretty stunning to see the mainstream media call out the Biden campaign on that front. So we're going to talk about all of this stuff today, including my buddy Ben Berkwam approaching Joy Reid. You got to see her comments to believe them. Ben Berkwam always does a great job, our Real America's Voice correspondent. Of course, the show is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. Pay them a visit, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, folks, I say we get this show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, what a pleasure it is to be with you today. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, Stinchfield1776, on almost all the social media platforms. So Robert De Niro, what a joke, comes walking out in his stupid mask. And you know what I'm not going to say? I'm not going to say Robert De Niro is a washed up actor. He's not washed up. He's still successful, maybe one of the best actors of all time. But notice he plays a lot of bit parts. He thinks he's a real tough guy. Tries to play mafia guys in the movies, but he's not a mafia guy in real life, even though he tries to act like one. He made a huge mistake, though, because he went and attacked 50% of the country, calling us clowns, calling us gangsters. This is not, if you're trying to do something for Joe Biden, and that is recruit voters to your side, this is not how you do it. The Joe Biden base already feels this way. They already look at all of us as the Antichrist. You didn't need to relate to them. What you needed to do, Robert De Niro, if you're going to go in front of this trial and politicize the trial under the direction of Team Biden, by the way, which again is more proof that yes, this entire sham of a trial is a political witch hunt, and Joe Biden's campaign team showing up there to publicize it proves that it's a political witch hunt. But if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. He didn't. He vilified us instead of, I don't know, trying to make a case for Joe Biden. That did not happen. If anything, he made a bigger case for President Trump. Robert De Niro, here he is.
But this city is pretty accommodating. We make room for clowns. We have them all over the city. People who do crazy things in the street, we tolerate it. It's part of the city. It's part of the culture.
Being a clown in New York City is not part of the culture. People do things in the street, you tolerate it. This is the problem with liberal thinking. Shouldn't be tolerating in the streets. Remember when Rudy Giuliani was running New York City? There's no tolerating clowns doing stupid things in the streets. Stupid things like punching women. That's one of the things these so-called clowns are doing. Now, he wants to relate President Trump to the thugs and goons roaming the streets of New York City. President Trump has done more for New York City than probably any real estate developer in the history of New York City. And that's an absolute fact, Robert De Niro.
But not a person like Trump who will eventually run the country. That does not work, and we all know that. Anyway, we make room for clowns, to each his own. But no one takes him or took him really seriously. They take him seriously now, of course.
No one took him seriously. The man's a billionaire. He went on to call President Trump a two-bit player, a grubby real estate developer, unsuccessful. The man is a billionaire. Whether you want to overestimate or underestimate his net worth, everyone agrees it's well over billions of dollars. far greater than anything Robert De Niro has ever done. And when you look at what President Trump has done for New York City, for that skyline, for what he did in Central Park, saving it, basically, for what you look at what he's done, 40 Wall Street, one of the signature buildings in the Trump portfolio, was a disaster of a building. He rescued that monster place. After 9/11, everything President Trump did to New York to help it come back from the destruction that occurred that day. Robert De Niro is so far out of line, and I think he came off very, very stupid through all of this.
And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
He will never leave. Well, first off, let me ask you, where are you getting that from? Because if anything, in 2020, when the election was literally stolen from him, he left. And he left peacefully. Now, what's going to happen if President Trump, God forbid, is convicted? And I'm still predicting a full acquittal here, by the way. I'm one of the only conservative commentators predicting this. I told you I'm right 95% of the time, 5% of the time I get it wrong. I hope this is not one of my 5%, but I'm predicting an acquittal. If he's convicted, what do you think will happen? There's not going to be rioting. There may be a lot of F-bombs. There may be a lot of screaming and yelling. There may be a lot of sign holding. It's not going to be rioting. Shop owners aren't going to have to worry about their shops. Police cars aren't going to have to be worried about getting flipped over and set on fire. But if Barack Obama was on trial for something like this, what do you think would happen if he was convicted for the exact same thing that President Trump is on trial for? There would be riots, fires, places burned down, cops being injured, bottles being thrown, you name it. It would be absolute chaos because the Democrats are the party of violence. Violence. And this is all proof with the way that we're reacting to this. And even Robert De Niro, yes, he got MAGA'd, as President Trump said this morning, which is a great comment. But he wasn't accosted. He wasn't ever in danger. You can't say that for the left.
What does that mean? Is that the country we want to live in? Do we want him running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life? I hope this new
A dictator for life, by the way. Really? Because he didn't do that. And if he was supposed to be a dictator last time around, one, the first 2 years of President Trump's term, we had Congress and the Senate, and there were a lot of things I wanted pushed through that didn't get pushed through. If President Trump was trying to be a dictator, he did a really poor job of it. He did a really great job of being a president and getting what he could get through with a weak Congress. And that's what it was. It was a weak Congress. We're slowly getting to the point where I have great hopes for this next Congress in January if we get the victories that we're expecting. But a dictator? No.
New ad campaign reaches outside the bubble to remind supporters of what a danger he is to our lives.
This is not going to resonate with moderates. When you call President Trump a danger to their lives, when you have open borders, you have MS-13 gang members, Tren del Agua gang members coming through, you've got the cartels from wherever basically controlling the border, you've got crime running rampant in every city across America, and every big city across America is run by Democrats, crime is out of control. You want to talk about people feeling safe. It is not under Democrat leadership. This, again, is a guy who is out of touch.
This is not a threat. This is a reality. And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote for Joe Biden for president. Really. We don't have a choice. On January 6th, while Republican lawmakers...
Oh, shut up. Not going to listen to him talk about January 6th. You want to preserve freedoms in America? Vote for Joe Biden? Excuse me, I'm literally watching our freedoms being taken away from us. I'm watching political witch hunts of his number one political foe. And anybody that surrounded himself with President Trump is now, you know, facing some kind of a court and legal battle. This is the reality we face. A weaponized justice system. Freedoms are gone. What about, even you go as low as electric vehicle mandates. They're literally telling us what kind of cars they want us to drive. That's not freedom, man. It's not at all. Which is why, again, this guy is out of touch.
I mean, this is really, even these people over here are kind of, it's kind of crazy.
No, it's not.
It's really crazy. And this thing, Donald Trump, has created this. He should be telling them not to do this. But he's just...
Donald Trump should be telling protesters not to protest when the Democrats have made a living protest. You see what's going on college campuses around the country, and they're not being violent to Trump supporters. Protesters on college campuses, rioters, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're all Democrats. He's upset that you got some cars honking and that they're calling him an a-hole. Come on. President Trump shouldn't be telling anybody there to stand down. So, you know, President Trump did say that Robert De Niro got MAGA'd. I got a clip of him getting MAGA'd.
Democrats, you are gangsters. You are gangsters. Fuck you.
You're a little punk. You're a softy. You're a nobody. Your movies suck. You're trash. You're trash. You're done. You're done after this guy, guys. You're done. Fuck you.
Well, again, he got MAGA'd. Your movies suck. You know what? Here's the sad part, man. And this really does make me sad. His movies don't suck. His movies are actually really good, but I don't want to watch them anymore because I don't like this guy. This guy is a disaster. And so, you know what? The way I spread my message is by not going to his movies, by not renting his movies, by not watching his movies. But they are good. And, you know, the people call him washed up. He's not a washed up actor. He's probably one of the best actors that Hollywood's ever seen. That makes it all the more of a tragedy. It makes it all the more sad that the guy's delusional. You know, in many respects, I feel the same way about Robert De Niro that I feel about those that are close to me that think like this. I'm disappointed in them. I feel sorry for them. I don't know how they can't open their eyes and see reality. They're blind liberal zombies, followers instead of critical thinkers. And for those people, in many respects, I have compassion for, even though Robert De Niro, you are 100% a total asshole. You are a big time D-bag. You know, the headline on the podcast was De Niro, the a-hole. I was going to put De Niro, the D-bag, but I figured, you know what? I got to have some couth, a little bit of couth. It's good to know there are other actors out there, though, that are starting to wake up. One of those is Dennis Quaid. He seems to be a good guy. I've got some friends that have become somewhat friends with Dennis Quaid. He seems to be waking up to what's really going on in society. I'm going to play a clip from him in just a moment. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. If you're paying a monthly fee for a cell phone and it's not with Patriot Mobile, all I'm going to do is ask you why. You can choose what network you want to be on when you pay Patriot Mobile, but you know your money's going to a company that supports conservative values, values we hold near and dear. So I'm going to ask you, switch to Patriot Mobile. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. And get behind this company that is totally under attack. The media comes after them on a daily basis because they're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And for that, they are hated. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Make the switch today. Use that promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, Dennis Quaid.
What do you think of Trump?
I think I'm going to vote for him.
Really?
Yeah, in the next election. Yes, I am.
Are you ready for the blowback?
Well, yeah.
If inevitably comes
well,
with Trump.
You know, I think in this election, everybody's got to, I think they're going to take a side or whatever, but it's, it just seems to me, it just makes sense. I was ready not to vote for Trump until I, what I saw is more than politics. I see a weaponization of our justice system.
Yeah.
And a challenge to our Constitution, us as Americans, that I don't think we're going to have. And, you know, Trump is the most investigated person probably in the history of the world. Mm. And they haven't been able to really get him. People might call him an asshole, but he's my asshole.
There you go. I mean, that's what I want to hear from a Hollywood actor. Why aren't there more like Dennis Quaid? And now he's going to be canceled because of this. You watch. They'll try to cancel him. They'll try to throw him under the bus. He'll be lucky to get movies. He's going to be in this upcoming movie, Reagan. He plays Ronald Reagan. So I guess it's no surprise that he supports President Trump. I've made a bold statement. I think President Trump was a better president than Ronald Reagan. And I think Ronald Reagan was our best president up till President Trump. President Trump had to face a lot more challenges in many respects than Ronald Reagan. Don't get me wrong. Ronald Reagan had a lot of challenges going on as well. But either way, even if it's a close tie or a close second, one over the other, they were both really, really great presidents. And Dennis Quaid playing Ronald Reagan, from what I hear, does a really, really great job at it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now comes the other news in all of this, is that Joe Biden is losing support amongst blacks. It's not just that Trump's gaining support. It's that Joe Biden's losing it. I don't know which is more important. Certainly you want Trump to be taking new voters in and in and in. But the fact that Joe Biden has lost black support is really troubling, to say the least. This is one of Joe Biden's campaign surrogates on CNN. And shockingly enough, the CNN host pushes back or presses him on this.
My colleague Harry Enten had a recent analysis on how Trump is gaining ground with black voters. His analysis that Trump has doubled his support among black voters from this point 4 years ago, in part because he's polling in a quarter of black voters under 50 in polling analysis. Why is that?
Well, listen, we know right now that we're operating in an incredibly fractured and fragmented media environment, and you still have a lot of young voters in particular who have not yet tuned in to the presidential election. And so that's why this campaign is relentlessly focused on reaching voters where they are right now, not waiting until September or October. Some campaigns have done in the past to reach out to black voters, young black voters in particular, but using every tool at our disposal right now to do so.
Wait a second, but you're losing black voters. You're losing black voters, and you just said that young people aren't engaged, but you're trying to get them engaged now, but they're not engaged. Nothing you said made sense there. Again, folks, the fish rots from the head. When you have a dementia patient as the president and he's the boss, everybody underneath you is going to adopt that kind of dementia patient mentality. This guy's a total ass clown. He's an idiot.
But Michael, do you agree with the statement that if you don't improve those numbers,
this election.
Do you agree though, if you don't improve your numbers, your chances to winning the White House again are shot?
Yeah, what I'm telling you is that this campaign is doing the work to mm-hmm. win black voters and all voters who are going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes in November.
She looks annoyed. I mean, honestly, that's what is here. I'll fast forward it for you. See this.
The pathway to 270 electoral votes in November.
But Michael, I
thought I could get it for you to give you the
pathway to 270 electoral votes.
There it is. That looks annoyed because he did not answer the question. But that's the team Biden never answers the question. They don't like answering questions at all. See, they have a real problem. I told you the media is now on to this. So in Philadelphia, been a Democrat stronghold. I don't know why, because again, Philadelphia, that city is completely falling apart. Philadelphia, CBS station there, comes out with this report. I thought I'd play it for you because it's just nothing short of greatness.
Success could hinge on whether black voters get out and vote. Last week, Vice President Harris spoke at the Service Employees International Union's annual convention here in Philadelphia. And last month, President Biden held an event at the MLK Rec Center in North Philly. A recent poll by the Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Times, and Siena College, it shows former President Donald Trump leading Biden in Pennsylvania 47-44% among registered voters. The economy continues to sway voters according to polls. The majority of people in Pennsylvania said they would be financially better off with Trump back in office.
Folks, the mainstream media in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a battleground state, just said that the majority of people in Pennsylvania said they'd be financially better off with President Trump in office. It showed you that he's leading in the polls in Pennsylvania. He's also leading in the polls in just about every other battleground state, some by 8 or 9 points. You could see a Ronald Reagan-style red wave across this country. Now, I'm not going to go out there and push that because I want to always run like we're behind. I want to always run. And in many respects, we are, because the cheating will happen. Did you know Mexico on Sunday has elections coming up? There is not a good candidate running for the president of Mexico, but they have elections on one day. They use paper ballots only. There's no mail-in ballots, no drop boxes, no early voting. As I said, one day only. And you have to show ID. You know what ID you have to show? Your voter registration ID that has your picture on it, that is vetted and approved by the elections office. Your voter ID card is your government-issued ID in Mexico, even more than your driver's license. So the people here that want to tell you it's racist to have to show ID and voter and all these things, and minorities can't do it in Mexico, that's how they do it. It's like the one place I think when it comes to elections we could learn from Mexico. One day, paper ballots, voter ID in Mexico. That's goodness right there. This, folks, is Charlemagne. You know, he goes by Charlemagne the God. This is the one that Joe Biden said, you ain't black if you're not voting for me. Remember that? So Charlemagne apparently now acknowledges that Joe Biden has a real problem with the black vote.
Why do you think he's falling short among black voters?
I think that, you know, it's not even just black voters. As you see, it's Latino voters, it's youth voters. I think my man Tim Ryan coined the perfect phrase when he said that, you know, most people in America are part of the exhausted majority.
The exhausted majority is a good comment. We're tired of the inflation. We're tired of the endless wars. We're tired of the flubs and gaffes. Bobbles and wobbles by Joe Biden. We're tired of the gas prices. We're tired of going to the grocery store and being hammered. We're tired of the crime in this country. It is the exhausted majority. Let's get back to business. The way you get back to business is, of course, putting Trump back in the White House. And you know what? This country goes back on the rocket ship that it should be on. Rocket ship to greatness. Let's make America great again. That's what needs to happen. So with all this, Joe Biden has a history of lying. Long time ago, he says, I've never been involved with the civil rights movement. Wasn't me. I wasn't part of it. Then as soon as he starts to run for office, he starts talking about how he was involved with it. Well, was he or wasn't he? The reality is he wasn't. But I'm going to play for you all of his lies about him claiming that he was. In just a moment. But before I do that, folks, let me tell you about our friends over at Midas Gold Group. Midas Gold Group is where I want you to go. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. These are veteran-owned men and women that I trust. I know them all personally over there at Midas Gold. You're not going to get a call center. Call up there. Talk to them about how much gold is right for you. But I would offer this up. With all the things that I just mentioned, gas prices, inflation, unrest in the Middle East, all these are reasons to use gold as a safe haven for your money. Not to mention the privacy it affords you. You can't just go and seize gold, like hitting a button like the government can when it comes to bank accounts and your stock accounts. This is gold you can hold. You hide it in your gun safe and start collecting it. It's a physical commodity, which also means it'll never lose its value. Stock can go to zero. Gold will never go to zero. So talk to Midas Gold Group about how much is right for you. MidasGoldGroup.com. 855-322-GOLD. 855-322-GOLD. MidasGoldGroup.com. That's where I want you to go. All right. Should we play the clip of Joe Biden doing his thing here? It's funny because Joe Biden said, I've never been involved in the civil rights movement. But yet, as soon as he starts to run for office, that all changes.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. And we changed attitudes.
He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in desegregated movie theaters. They organized voter registration drives.
From the time I got involved as a high school kid in the civil rights movement.
But I was a kid involved in the civil rights movement, desegregating restaurants and movie theaters in my state.
From the time I got involved, a kid in the civil rights movement.
Sit-ins and desegregating restaurants.
And I got involved in the civil rights movement just as a kid. And that's why I got so deeply involved in my community with the civil rights movement.
When I sat in black churches in the east side of Wilmington getting ready to, and by the way, next to two Jewish rabbis, getting ready to go out and desegregate movie theaters in Delaware.
I come out of the civil rights movement.
I start off in the black churches and we'd go from there to desegregate movie theaters.
For real, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
From the time I've been 18 years old, I've been involved in causes from the civil rights movement.
Got involved in the civil rights movement and desegregating restaurants, that kind of thing.
Coming out of the civil rights movement and being involved in the Jewish community as a kid in the civil rights movement.
I got involved in the civil rights movement.
Getting ready to go out and desegregate restaurants and movie theaters.
That's what got me involved in civil rights as a kid.
I got very engaged, in my case, the civil rights movement.
Quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement, and more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
That is really weird, really weird. You think, hey, Joe Biden, you weren't involved in the civil rights movement. Stop telling the story. Okay, I won't tell the story anymore. Keeps telling the story. Hey, Joe Biden, you know the guy, the train conductor, the Amtrak train? Never happened. He'd already retired, so you can't keep telling that story. Okay, hey, Joe Biden, the story about you, your house burned down? It didn't burn down. It was a kitchen, and it was stopped, and nobody was in danger. You can't tell that story anymore. He still tells it. Hey, Joe Biden, you know when you say that your son, Bo, died in combat? No, he didn't. He died of a brain tumor. You can't tell that story anymore. He still tells that story. Over and over and over again, he tells these stupid stories that are all lies. Joe Biden is an absolute liar, and that who is who the man we have that dubs himself as commander in chief really, really is sad. You want to hear Ben Berkwam approach Joy Reid outside of the trial in New York? I mean, hilarious stuff, quite frankly. But let me just tell you real quick, folks, my friends over at the Wellness Company can help you. You know these prescription medication kits? Get some ivermectin. Ivermectin comes in the kit. We got the bird flu on the way. They have antivirals that will help fend off the bird flu if that becomes a problem. But more importantly, all of these antivirals, antiparasitics, antibiotics that you need to keep you and your family safe in case grocery stores or drug stores closed down, natural disasters, whatever it might be, you'll have it on hand. The Wellness Company, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code grant. I promise you folks, get this stuff on hand. twc.health/grant. All right, I told you I'll play Ben Berkwam. He's hilarious, man. So Joy Reid, you know, MSNBC, she's got a haircut just like President Trump. I've accused her of that before. Let's listen to Ben approach her outside.
Joy, just wondering, do you think people with Trump derangement syndrome know they have it?
You're an idiot.
And second question, did you steal Trump's haircut or did he steal yours? Cultural appropriation haircut right there. She She didn't like that too much.
Was that?
I read everybody. Trump derangement syndrome, full swing. And then the team, Real American Voice. Friends? Andrew Giuliani, we got Cassandra heading in. And my brother David Zier in the house. And you, God bless you. How you doing?
Look at the team we have outside the Trump trial. I love it. Folks, Ben's doing a great job down there. I'm going to try to get him on the Real America's Voice show tonight to talk about all this. And we're going to talk about the instructions given to the jury tonight on the Real America's Voice show. I hope you join me for that, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That is going to do it for us today, this edition of the podcast. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, at Stinchfield1776. Give me a follow on Instagram, Twitter, True Social, Gatter, and even TikTok. But that address is a little different. Not Grant Stinchfield. They've kicked me off there so many times. I figured if I tell them I'm not Grant Stinchfield, that maybe I'll get a follow. All right, folks, thanks for watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls, thanks to all of you. We appreciate you. We'll see you tonight again on the Real America's Voice show. See you soon.